Yo, today's QOD is you need more than one skill. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. We got Jim Rohn back on the show, and he's talking about one of my favorite topics, which is developing your skills. You got to have skills. If you don't have any skills, really hard to make it in this world. You're going to have a really hard time. So you got to sit down. You got to study. You got to learn. You got to commit to developing your skills. Because when you have skills, you can create economic safety. You can create economic security even when the economy changes. Jim Rohn coming up.
So I've got some interesting ideas on how to be prepared for both opportunity and competition in these opening years of the 21st century. Here's some of my best advice. Number one, you've got to have more than one skill. It's okay to have one skill, but I'm telling you, if you want economic safety for the future, especially this century, my personal opinion, you need more than one skill. We've seen people, right, the last 15, 20 years that only had one skill, worked for this company for a long time. The division the guy worked for got chopped, eliminated. Now he loses his job. Now he tells us he's in economic distress. Why would that be? Simple answer. He only had one skill. So for economic safety for the future, my personal advice, you gotta have more than one skill. In fact, it led me to my first fortune, and that was learning more than one skill. I started learning these extra skills in Idaho, where I grew up. I knew how to milk cows, but it didn't pay very well. Then someone gave me this incredible advice. If you want to lay the foundation for a future fortune, you've got to learn more than one skill. And I started that process age 25. Here's the first one. And I started part-time, a little sales job that I got. A product that I believed in, learned how to present it well enough for somebody to say yes, gave excellent service so that that would lead to multiple sales. And this little extra part-time job in sales absolutely started multiplying my income. From milking cows, now I've got this ability now to start getting customers, keep them serviced, and make some money in this extra skill. So now I've got two skills, milking cows and finding customers. Here's the next skill I learned, just to give you a quick list. Next was finding good people. If you've got a little enterprise going and you need some people, you have to just go look for them. And when I learned this skill, finding good people for my little enterprise, I couldn't believe how it drastically changed my income. My income now starts to multiply, not just increase. So now I've got what? Three skills: milking cows, getting customers, finding good people. I'm on my way. Here's the next one that paid me big money, in case you're interested, and that's organizing. Organizing simply means getting people to work together. Big challenge, but if you learn this skill, getting people to work together, they pay extraordinary money. Here's the next one that really increased my income substantially, and that's promotion and recognition. Rewarding people for small steps of progress. I mastered this one. And here's the philosophy behind it. Be so busy giving other people recognition, you really don't need it for yourself. I mastered this. Guess what it pays? Big money. Let me just give you one more, and it's in three parts. And that's communication. Learning to affect other people with your language. Of all the things not to be lazy about, it's language, because words can work miracles. And communication I found in three parts. Here's number one, training, showing somebody how the job works, showing somebody how the business works. We call that training. I got good at that, paid big money. Here was the next one, teaching. Teaching people how life works. Teaching people how to set goals. Teaching how to become a leader, manager, entrepreneur. Stepping up to the higher opportunity and better challenge. This one paid me extraordinary money. But this one paid the best, learning to inspire. Helping people to see themselves better than they are. So I've got how many skills, right? A big long list. So safety, economic safety for the future, especially the opening years of the 21st century, learn more than one skill. Here's number two. It would be good to learn more than one language. Some of my business colleagues who speak three or four languages earn $3-4 million a year. One of my friends, Leon Weisbein from Russia. I remember when he was making $3 million a year, he spoke three languages. Here's what he said. I think I'll learn another language, make another $1 million. Those extra languages are so valuable. When I travel the world, I got to find somebody that knows more than one language or I'm in deep trouble. If you think the time has passed you by to learn that second, third language, make this note. You heard it from Jim Rohn. Give it as a gift to your children. The second language. Maybe that'll inspire them to learn the third language and then no telling where it might go from there. I asked a school teacher one time, how many languages can a child learn? Here's what she said. As many as you will teach them. They don't lack capacity. They don't lack intelligence. They certainly don't lack curiosity. They only lack a teacher. So you got my good advice now? More than one skill, more than one language. Here's the rest. Learn the simple economic formula that works for everybody. And I can give it to you in just a couple of sentences. A simple economic formula. Kids can understand it. Anybody can understand it. Anybody that wants to get paid. Here's the language for your notes. We get paid for bringing value to the marketplace. That's as simple as you can put economics. Anybody that wants to get paid, you get paid for bringing value to the marketplace. The marketplace is the people. Now, the value we bring is one part of it, a product or a service. But here's the other part, the value you become. So just off to the side, put the value is two parts. The value you bring, like a product. If you manufactured it, you might keep improving the product. If someone else manufactured it and you're out selling it, they probably keep improving the product. But this is the one you have to work on yourself. The value you become, like an entrepreneur, a leader, a teacher, supervisor, manager. What you become also pays much more than what you bring. Once I understood that, then here's what my mentor said. Go to work on yourself harder than you work on your job. If you work hard on your job, you can make a living. Then he said, if you work hard on yourself, you could make a fortune.
That was Jim Rohn. His website is jimrohn.com. You can find today's talk on the YouTube. It is called Jim Rohn, Living an Exceptional Life, Personal Development Coaching. All right, my friend, that is it for me. Follow me on the Instagram at Sean Croxton, and I will see you tomorrow with Darren Hardy talking about that compound effect. See you then. Peace.